Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let me take this moment to welcome Dade Elias Shamatla on the line. Murudi, good evening. I think you might as well be called Murudi because of the time that you spend here at Radio Pulpit. And I hope and I believe that many people have forgiven me for saying that. But anyway, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Good evening, Dr. Mwavi, and good evening to the listeners. And it's always an honor to be here.
We are talking about something different this evening, and that I believe will change people's lives.
Yes, sir.
Dr.
Mwavi, I've noticed that when you talk about that restructuring, right?
Yes.
Especially when coming to the issues of like houses and the vehicles. That our own people, you know, our own brothers and sisters, our children of God, are the ones that are oppressing us. Not the banks per se.
Okay. Maybe if you can start off by explaining that debt structuring and, of course, go into the details with regards to how we do it, just so people can understand.
This is what happens. You have got a loan or credit from the credit providers. Instead of using the word credit providers, let's use the word bank or banks. Okay? So you have got a debt with the bank, right? And you are supposed to pay a certain amount every month to keep your account up to date as per the agreement until the debt is settled. However, along the way, you encounter financial hardships. Now you can no longer afford to pay the required installment as per the agreement. As a result, you default on the repayments. What happens next? The bank will get in touch with you and request you that you make an arrangement to settle the arrears. Right. On the unsecured lending, meaning on the personal loans, credit cards, revolving loans, it might not be that rough. But on the vehicles and the houses, you are about to lose an asset. Right? If you can allow the bank to take judgment against you, it will be difficult for you to recover. Meaning, if they sell the asset on auction, obviously they are going to sell it at a loss. If they sell it at a loss, you are still liable for the shortfall. However, all this can be prevented and can be avoided. How? By you entering into repayment arrangement with the credit provider or with the bank. To say, I propose to pay this much or I can afford to pay this much. And it's up to the bank whether they accept what we are offering and if it's reasonable. All right? So, here you are. You experience this financial hardship, maybe because of medical reasons. You can be medically affected. How?
Yeah.
Things are not going well at home or at work. As a result, you suffer from stress, eventually depression. That is so serious in that body to such an extent that it's going to affect your mental stability. So when you are dealing with your issues at work, you know, let's call it unfair labor practice on you, because that's how you feel at that time as a consumer, or as an employee, at least. As an employee, you are feeling very, very low down at work because you are being attacked by your employer, or the business not doing well. At home as well, things might not be rosy. And then you've got the bank on your neck. They want to repossess that car that you're driving, or they want to repossess your house. While you're still busy sorting out the issues of the domestic nature, meaning you can talk to your pastor there to pray for you, for your family, to try to resolve your issues in the house. Okay? You can seek another intervention for the work issues. How do you now get somebody to intervene on the credit issues? Then here you are, you decide to stand up and talk to the bank and say, I know that I owe you, however, I cannot afford to pay as we have agreed. However, I can be able to pay a certain amount every month going forward. And they said, no, it's too little. And as long as you don't pay the amount that we require, we take it that you didn't pay. In other words, if your installment is 5,000 rand, and when I will pay 4,000 rand, we take it that you didn't pay. We will continue harassing you. We will continue calling you. We will do all sorts of things to try to recover our money. So most of the people do not know that the banks have got policies to say, if you have got a medical condition, the bank must be careful.
Is it a matter of all the banks or only a few banks that might have such policies?
So far, that money should be the matter of all the banks. But so far, I know certain banks, because of the lawsuit that they made, that they might face, they've already addressed that. It's in the policy document of the bank. That one I know for a fact. Why? Because I'm dealing with one case now. We are dealing with one case now as we speak, of that nature, whereby indeed the consumer has got depression, has got anxiety, has got panic attacks. Because of her own situations at home. She's got a problem with the husband. She's got a problem at work as well. Obviously, when you've got serious issues, you want to perform well at work. And then to add on to this, there's a bank. Because she bought the vehicle on balloon payment. So the balloon payment is due. So she wanted to refinance that balloon payment. And the bank said she doesn't qualify. Why? Because now she's looking after the household by herself. The husband is not assisting her. But the husband is there. He doesn't want to contribute a cent in the house.
So Wahana is not like Hana Yona. It's just that he doesn't want to do it.
If anyone is working in the government, is occupying high position. And these people are legally married. They are using the same name. They've got three children. And this husband has been taken to school by the Benson woman.
Yeah.
When the woman got married to this man who had matric only, this woman is a lecturer.
Yeah.
So she took him to school to study his degree and postgraduate degree. He got a decent job. Now all of a sudden, let's not go there. So he says that his money is his money.
Yeah.
For him to enjoy, for him to eat lunch at this restaurant.
I thought it's only women who do their partners like that.
Hey, there are men who do that very much.
Yeah.
Yes, well.
So, Bila, how could you tell me to Ali Asarudega the way Asarudega don't even think of trying to help him so that he can be able to, or she can be able to help you later. I think that's the best way.
The thing is that you can't predict the person.
99.9. Yes.
Because sometimes the person turns out to be a good partner.
Yeah.
So now this man got a very decent job in the government. and he's looking in another town, so he's staying in a nice townhouse, which the wife doesn't know because he doesn't allow the wife to come and see where he stays.
Mm.
So can you see what does this do to the woman, right?
Mm.
Your poor husband, you paid for his fees to go to school.
Mm.
You fed him all this, yes? He did everything. He's now waiting.
Mm.
He goes and runs the townhouse, and he doesn't know. Allow you to come closer to him, you know, when you're to him.
Mm.
Yes. So, and he's in your medical aid.
So now, somebody go bank in, Lene, they don't want to help you. It's not like the bank doesn't want, it's just that somebody decides to do you harm, you know?
Yeah. And then she's a lecturer, she goes to school, she can't remember what she was teaching yesterday.
Hey, sir.
Because this has affected her brain.
Mm.
Then she gets medically boarded to stay home for a couple of months to recover. When she comes back, then there's a bank on her doorstep.
Mm.
They want to process the dental card that she's using, which she has paid for 72 months.
Mm.
No, now they want to process it because of balloon payment. She says, "I can afford to pay you. I mean, to pay you going forward. Actually, I've got a lump sum.
Yeah,
you know, I've got." My balloon payment is 124,000 rand. I can give you 25,000 now because I got money on my birthday. What's it called? The bonus.
The bonus, yeah. Mm.
Yes, I can be. They said no, it's too little. We want our money. Then she used that money for other things, like to pay children's school fees, because now she's got three children that are going to private schools or whatever. And stuff like that. Because when she took the children there, she thought the husband would be there to assist her. But now she's on her own. Which is a financial hardship.
Yeah.
But the bank doesn't want to hear anything. They want to possess the car. They took it to court. And then, because of her mental incapability, she received a letter, an email informing her that the court date is on whatever date, she didn't go.
Yeah.
Because of lack of comprehension.
Mm.
Okay? They got the a judgment against her, they got the court order, which is the warrant of delivery, the sheriff went to possess the vehicle.
Mm.
Of which then she approached us, we managed to stop the sheriff, not to stop the sheriff per se, we managed to say, you know, don't surrender the vehicle to the sheriff yet, let's talk to the bank. We have been negotiating with the bank since December. And then later on, the bank said, no, they are not interested.
Mm.
Right. This is where the policy comes in.
Yes.
The person who is the controller of the account is came up with so many allegations.
Mm.
He says he says there is no prima facie case to prove that our client has got a mental illness.
Hmm.
You understand? He wants a medical report to that effect. Right? So my argument was that no, you cannot request someone's medical report at the bank. You can't.
Yes.
You cannot request the medical report. It has got nothing to do with you.
It's enough when they tell you about, give you the report or whatever the information they give you. You don't need the detailed one.
Yeah, the thing is that this is how it works in the banking industry. If listeners don't know. If somebody says they want that report from you, it must be on condition that they accept your proposal.
Yeah.
You can't ask me or request me to give you a medical report. And after I've given you the report, then you say no. No. Doesn't make
any sense. Yeah,
exactly.
What were you going to do with it?
Exactly.
Or maybe you wanted it so that you can strengthen your case against me.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
You cannot say I must provide you with my medical report.
Mm.
And after I've done such, then you come and say no, you don't agree with me.
Mm.
or you don't accept my request.
Yeah.
So you must say, I accept your request on condition that you give me the medical report to back up what you're saying. Then we are tricky. Not to say, no, I don't accept your medical report. And I don't accept what you're saying because there's no proof. This is just an allegation. Hello, we are talking about somebody who has got a mental disorder here. If that is the right word. Somebody who's got anxiety. Somebody who has got panic attacks. Somebody who is depressed. So you must be very sensitive when you approach this person. Because if this person can collapse because of your phone call or because of an email, the bank has to pay. The bank will have to pay.
Yeah.
And that's why the banks have made it a policy that
We missed it there. Was such a policy to? They made a policy to do what?
To say if a person has got a mental illness.
Yes.
Not mental illness to say. If the person has got medical issues, you must be very sensitive.
Absolutely. How did this one end? Because we are left with under 4 minutes. We just want to know the outcome thereof.
By Friday. Because the client gave us a power of attorney, of which we sent to the bank, and the bank verified the power of attorney, and they approved it. So the controller of the account in the bank sent the email to the client saying, "We did not accept your proposal or your offer because now the client is offering a full and final settlement. We did not accept it, and we are not stopping the repossession of the car." And I had a terrible conversation with this gentleman to say, do not conduct the client, because the client gave us the power to you, so you conduct us. But he goes ahead. In fact, the creditor to go and repossess the car, meaning to go and get the sheriff to go and repossess the car. Then we escalated this to the power that be. It went to the head. So the gentleman has been reprimanded on Friday. So the bank called us to apologize.
Yeah.
To say that's not how it works. They don't work like that. Which is what we know. So today is Monday. So they needed more details on the car because they said, okay, because the client is owing about 170,000 now, including the legal fees. So we were offering 100,000. In full and final settlement. So they came back to counter, they say 135. Because the value of the car is over 200,000.
Okay.
So we said, no, we still say 100,000. So then we said the car has got faults, she has to replace the tires, you know, clutch and stuff. Then they said, okay, give us the estimate amount to repair the car, and then let's see how we can do it. But we confirmed that we have stopped the repossession. So when we argue, or not when we argue, when you negotiate, when you go to and fro, the repossession has been stopped. That's how it should work. It should work.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm just saying to the listeners there, don't stop when the first person says to you, no, I don't agree. Escalate it.
Escalate it if possible.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Because you've got the right, at least you're not running away. You're offering them something. And of course, like with all the cases that you dealt with, the courts always favor. They work in favor of the consumers, more especially that wants to meet the banks halfway.
Yeah. And then to make matters worse in that much, if I can just use the issue of color, because some people say, yeah, you know, these banks are whatever, you know. It's a black gentleman in the bank. This is a black lady.
Yeah.
It took a white manager to come and sort this out. To say, no, we don't work like that.
Yeah.
If somebody is sick, we don't have to see the medical record. We take your word for it.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's look. Because if they suspect that you might not be telling the truth, at least they can put the condition that, okay, no, we accept this on condition that you provide us with the medical report. Yes, let's say, no, we want a medical report up front. And when we are waiting for that, we are not stopping the repossession.
Oh, no. Dade, thank you very much. At least you managed to help somebody who was hard done by his own to help. And Mudimu would like a different ways. Udirisa, whoever he wants to use. If others are availing themselves to be used by the devil, irrespective of the color of their skin, Mudimu can use whoever he wants to. So, Arlebuha for that. At least the listener or your clients managed to get help. And I believe that this also will bring some sort of hope in other people who might be going through the same situation. That I thank you once again. And for those who would like to contact you about their other the cases that might be similar to this one or different from this one, how can they contact you?
Okay, on 067-226-5934.
Say it slowly again, please.
067-226-5934. Just for in passing, the CEO of that bank wants to see us today.
Oh, great.
Actually, no, the tomorrow, not today, tomorrow.
Oh, okay, okay, that.
Because of this situation.
All right. Nada Erlewehi Lelegamos.
Thank you, man.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.